This week, we're putting a Texas focus on some of our coverage with Election Day 2 weeks away. I'm David Brancaccio reporting this week from Houston. We'll start with a changing economic and political landscape as far south as you can go in Texas, where since Reconstruction, an unbroken line of Democrats had represented the Rio Grande Valley in Congress. But then this June, Myra Flores became the first Mexican-born woman to represent the district and the first Republican since just after the Civil War. It was a special election with low turnout, but Republicans in South Texas are encouraged, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from McAllen.
In a lot of ways, Denise Sandoval is your typical Rio Grande Valley voter. She was born in Monterey, Mexico, and came to Texas as a kid. She voted for Donald Trump in 2020 and calls herself a conservative, but she's reluctant to call herself a Republican.
I'm not for one side or the other. I'm like my own idea, right? I'm like, okay, this is what should happen, right?
Both parties are trying to win over voters like Sandoval. She's a widow and now a single mother of three kids, 6, 9, and 11 years old. She's against abortion but thinks the state should legalize marijuana for the tax revenue. She owns a small ice cream business in town and says economically, the local Republican Party is lacking.
Our mayor in McAllen, okay, so he's Republican, but at the end of the day, down here, there is no support for entrepreneurs. How can we better the local economy by supporting the local producers when they're supporting big box?
Sandoval says she tends to avoid talking politics with her friends because voting Republican in the Rio Grande Valley remains a bit taboo. But that may be changing, according to Mi-Sun Kim, who studies political parties and public opinion at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, at least among her students.
They told me that they think that the Democratic Party just took our region for granted. And so students mentioned that, and now they think the Democratic Party now paying the cost for neglecting, you know, the voters here in this region.
The cost to Democrats is losing voters like Fernando Mendoza. He lives in McAllen as a self-employed musician who also works in construction. He says he and his dad always voted Democrat, no matter who the candidate was. There was really no discussion, even if the D candidate was a fair-haired dog.
I must admit, I was a quote-unquote yellow dog Democrat for many years, because I did follow my father, and I followed his lead.
But now he calls himself a Republican, for the very reason Mi-Sun Kim's students cited.
We've woken up, and we see that, you know, we have been neglected, and we have been taken for granted.
He recognizes that the state's Democratic Party is trying to win him back with more outreach, events, and advertising. But he says, for him at least, it's a little too late for that. In McAllen, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, hear how Democrats in that South Texas Valley are working to push back. Let's do the numbers. After the Dow closed up 417 points, 1.3% yesterday, a turn in the weather. With Dow and S&P futures down in the 0.4% range now, NASDAQ futures down 0.1%. The 10-year interest rate is down at 4.18%. Crude oil down 1.6%, $83.25 a barrel. Microsoft, Alphabet, GM, and Texas Instruments are among companies reporting quarterly results later in the week. Companies are changing the way they calculate credit scores, which could make it easier for people, including those from disadvantaged communities, to qualify for home loans. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
The Federal Housing Finance Agency, which sets standards for mortgages backed by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, will require credit scores from two different companies, not just one, as is the current practice. Most people are familiar with the FICO score, ranging from 300 to 850, the higher the better. But there's also a competing system set up by the three big credit reporting agencies. That system, called Vantage Score, includes data FICO doesn't and could provide scores for more people with limited credit histories. The Urban Institute has found young people in many Black and Latino communities have struggled under the current FICO system. Mortgage lenders will also be required to use a new type of FICO score that considers spending trends over a two-year period. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And the apparel company Adidas has just confirmed that it has dropped Ye, the artist formerly known as Kanye West, following his erratic and offensive behavior, including a stream of anti-Semitic comments. Adidas poached West from Nike back in 2013, and his lines of merchandise have been extraordinarily profitable for the German company. No comment yet from Ye himself.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A new Gallup poll out today finds a grim outlook for younger people regarding chances to achieve the American dream. But some demographic groups are more pessimistic than others. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Gallup has been asking some version of the following question since 2008, says Megan Brennan, a senior editor at the polling organization.
How likely do you think it is that today's youth will have a better life than their parents?
This year's responses were among the most pessimistic yet. Less than half of those surveyed in Gallup's most recent poll said they expected young people to have a better life. That's an 18 percentage point drop since 2019. And there was an even more significant change in how Republicans answered that question. The percentage of Republican and Republican-leaning respondents who said it was somewhat or very likely the next generation would surpass their parents was half of what it was 3 years ago.
It's pretty stark. You know, partisanship is really a large driver behind this.
Brennan says the downturn in the economy, marked by high inflation, is another major driver of the pessimism. Siwei Cheng, a sociologist at NYU, says many Americans, especially young Americans, are frustrated.
There are a lot of concerns of this lack of intergenerational mobility, and that's affecting how they think about their future and prospects.
But Gallup found households with lower incomes were more hopeful about young people's chances than those with higher incomes. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen-Morby, Ariana Rosas, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Erica Soderstrom, and Jarrett Dang. From Texas this week, courtesy of Houston Public Media, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.